In answering the famous question of why Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday, if there was only a 7-day miracle, since the oil naturally could have lasted for 1 day, so it was really only miraculous for 7 days, one of the most common answers that's given by the Prichodesh and others is that we add an extra day for the military victory. So it's 7 days for the miracle of the oil, and 1 day for the military victory. If that's the case, ask the Prima Godim, why do we celebrate and commemorate the winning of the battle with a candle, with a flame? What do Neros Hanukkah, that miracle that happened in front of a very small number of Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash after the war was over, what does that have to do with the incredibly difficult battle the Hashanaim waged against the Greek army? We should have two separate forms of ritual celebration, two separate mitzvos, the menorah and the candles for the miracle that happened with the oil, and some other mitzvah, some other form of commemoration that we have, we should have for the battle. Just like on other holidays, we have the Arba Minim, and we have a Sukkah, we have Matzah, and we have Maror, and the Karban Pesach. Why not have two separate forms of ritual commemoration, two forms of mitzvah, to celebrate what seem to be two completely different miracles, according to this answer? And the Divrei Yoel, the Sat Merav, explains very beautifully that, in fact, when we talk about the miracle of Hanukkah, even the battle, there are two types of gvura. On the one hand, we say that Hashem gave the giborim biyad chalashim, the powerful in the hands of the weak. What does that mean? So on the one hand, there's the typical sense of strength, brute force, physical power. And that's what we mean, giborim biyad chalashim. The Hashmonaim were much weaker in that physical brute strength than the Greek army. However, there's another second form of strength, says the Sat Merav, that of an inner spirit, of an inner resolve. When a person has those things, when he truly believes in something, that gives the person extra motivation, extra energy, and extra drive, and that can allow for all sorts of great accomplishment. For example, this is the story of every successful startup. One or two people with a commitment and a dream can accomplish almost anything. And this is what characterized the Hashmonaim as well. They had tremendous belief and idealism and commitment to their mission. And that, says the Sat Merav, is not Giborim Biyad Chaloshim, but rather Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. Why is it Biyad Ma'atim? After all, in Israel, there are actually more Jews than whatever number of Greek soldiers there were. The Greeks were not all in Israel, but the Jewish people were. The answer is because only a few Jews were Gibore HaRuach. Only a few had the spirit, the strength of spirit and the commitment to join the revolt. And therefore, when we speak about Gevura, when it comes to the holiday of Hanukkah,